Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
God's Word is a light to the dark path, living water for the thirsty soul, strength to the weary, salvation and hope to the lost, healing to the sick. Listen to Dr. Kojo Boateng Bempah as he gives clear and straightforward answers to the Word of God, refreshing your soul with impactful teachings of the Bible. Dr. Kojo Bempah is the senior pastor and visionary of Holy Hill Chapel Assemblies of God, an anointed, energetic, and practical teacher, passionate about winning the lost for Christ through God's Word. You're welcome to today's message. Listen and be blessed.
Pray without ceasing for supernatural manifestations. Let's appreciate the Lord Jesus, the owner and the builder of the church. And let's also thank God for the life of our father and our mother. This morning it's time to hear the amazing things the Lord God is doing in our midst. As you are hearing the testimonies, trust God for your own testimony, because God is about to do yours for you in Jesus' name. Amen. So our first testifier is Sister Grace. She testifies of supernatural provision of gas through the mantle. I also tap. She says, on 29th January 2025, I was cooking when my gas suddenly ran out. I instantly screamed, "Jesus, why now?" This was because at that time, I was very low on funds. The Holy Spirit directed me to apply my mantle on the cylinder. I obeyed and fastened the mantle on the cylinder. People of God, the cylinder got supernaturally refilled. That as of 9th February 2025, the gas had still not run out. I want to thank God for divine provision. I also want to thank Daddy for his teaching on kingdom mysteries. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, appreciate God better. Your supplies will not run out in the name of Jesus. Our brother Bernard also testifies of 2 awards and 2 nominations given by divine favor. He says, I started following the ministry of our father, Reverend Dr. Kojo Boateng Bempah, in 2023. And it has been blessings after blessings ever since. By the favor of God, working in this house and under his ministry, on Saturday, 15th February 2025, I was awarded the Medical Director of the Year and Health Man of the Year at the Ghana Medical and Health Awards 2025. As you are clapping, you are also receiving your own award. He also says, I was also nominated for the Joy FM Impact Makers Award, as well as the MTN Heroes of Change Award. I know that just as the Lord has granted me victory in the first 2, he will show himself strong in the last 2 as well. I give God all the glory for this award because I believe that this is my year of favor. Let's appreciate the Lord God for our brother's favor, so we also receive our favor in Jesus' name. Before we take our live testimony and our video testimony, our sister Aida testifies of deliverance from an attack of depression and anxiety through fasting and prayers. She says, at around 5 p.m. on 19th September 2024, I was waiting for a taxi in front of one of the major hospitals in Accra to attend the 21 days change of story, prayer and fasting. On that day, I had difficulty fasting. However, the Holy Spirit prompted me to continue to fast. A taxi finally arrived with 2 men in the car aside the driver. After getting into the taxi, two of the men suddenly started attacking me. They started hitting me and asking me for the password to my phone, but I refused. The Tuesday before this incident, a lady shared her testimony of finding herself in a similar situation and what she did. So I also started praying in tongues as well as in English. At a point, I had switched to French since I was finding it a bit difficult praying in English. The men then asked me what I was saying and told me to shut up. They added that if I did not do what they asked, they would take me to their shrine. They threatened to assault me if I persisted. So I gave in and gave them my password. They, however, took my phone, laptop, money, and left me with 20 Ghana cedis. They also changed my iCloud password right there in the car. After about 30 minutes of being molested in the taxi, they dropped me off somewhere close to where I boarded the taxi. Despite this terrible incident, my God has replenished me more than I ever thought. Oh, it's a good place to clap your hands. She says, not long after this incident, my father bought me a brand new laptop of a higher quality than the one that got stolen. As God would have it, the laptop arrived the same day as the 2024 Higher Life breakfast meeting. Also, my father bought me an iPhone 15 Pro Max as a Christmas present to replace the iPhone 12 that got stolen. I also received a lot of gifts during the Christmas season. Before then, I received Daddy's declarations that Christmas would be our best ever. And indeed, it was my best ever. Despite spending Christmas without my family and feeling anxious due to the incident, I focused on praising God and praying for restoration and vengeance. God truly came through for me and delivered me from depression and anxiety. I give him all the glory and also want to thank Daddy for his teachings. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord God is going to restore everything the enemy has stolen from you, and be assured that it is going to be far better in the name of Jesus. We'll now invite our sister Princess to testify about multiple eye conditions being healed alongside headaches.
Prayer without ceasing for supernatural manifestation.
We are walking in the supernatural.
Church, please help me thank the owner and the builder of the church. I'm here to testify of how God healed me miraculously through the mantle. During the mantle service on 26th June 2025, I woke up with blurry eyes, dizziness, and severe headache. So when I woke up, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't see. I couldn't do anything. So I was deciding whether I should come to church or not. But by the grace of God, I was able to come to church. So when I was entering the church, the dizziness and the blurriness just, it totally ceased. But the head was still aching. So I was still believing God for a miracle. So when Papa asked for the mantles to be shared, I told God that, God, I can't go home the same way I came. Please heal me. So when I put the mantle on my head, in faith, the headache also ceased. I thank God for the healing through the mantle, and I thank Papa for his teaching of the mantle. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, let's appreciate the Lord better and clap our hands and appreciate him once again. as we are watching the video testimonies, I want you to be rest assured that there is nothing that is impossible for the Lord to do. This morning, your testimony is next in line. Let's watch the video and be encouraged.
I studied agri science in one of the universities in Accra here. And as part of my coursework, I'm supposed to complete a project, which I did. And in the course of the project work, I was given a supervisor, a female supervisor. We started the project on lettuce, but she had to travel outside the country with her family. Upon that, I was supposed to be handed over to a different supervisor, that's a male. We started the project on cabbage, so here I was supposed to work on about 40 different varieties of cabbage. I started everything with him, it was going well, and then it got to a time, he just wasn't having time for me to review my work. So I prepared my slides and then sent it to him a day before the presentation day. He couldn't go through because I had sent it late, and I agreed to that. So the following day, which I was the third person to present on the list, I got there ready to present it, and I was called that my supervisor said I shouldn't present anymore. I went outside to meet him, and he was like, he's really disappointed. He doesn't agree with the work I've done and that I should risk that. I was so depressed, like, as at that moment. I actually felt like changing everything, my whole topic, and then doing something new because I was so devastated. So I had to rush back to the farm, gather data, and then start everything new. So God be the glory. I was actually sad, though, but I knew it was for the best. I began the thing again, and then at this time around, I was scheduled to the last period. It was there for me to present, and then I sent him my presentation slides. He didn't go through again. He actually promised me to meet me and the following day to make amends, I mean review the work. He didn't show up anyways. So I just prayed. I was like, God, give me favor, because without favor, I can't do it. So I got to the presentation room, and then I did everything. I was able to present correctly. The deadline for the thesis submission was set, which was 30th September 2024. As I then, I had sent him my thesis, but he hadn't gone through, so I didn't know what to do. I was in the office one time, and I saw on our WhatsApp platform that they said results for the project work had been released. So if you know yours hasn't been released, visit your supervisor and then make amends so that it can be released. I knew I was a victim of this because he hadn't even gotten back to me after I sent him my project work. So it made me call him again, asking him to meet me so we could just discuss the work. He told me he had traveled to Kenya. 2 weeks later, I saw it on the page, a list of people whose results were not available. I knew my name would be part, so I didn't bother myself, but I was prompted by the Holy Spirit to check. Lo and behold, I checked and my name wasn't part of the list. So it prompted me to check my portal. I checked my portal and then I had an A. I was so surprised because this same supervisor hasn't even gotten time for me to review my work. And I had not even printed my thesis. I had not done anything, but I had an A, and I was so happy. Like, I just broke down into tears. I was just crying. I shared this testimony with my colleagues at work, and they were all happy for me. And I'm here to thank God for such a testimony. He has delivered me and then released my grade supernaturally. I'm so grateful.
Throughout season for supernatural manifestation. We are waiting for fire, Spirit of God, ready for death, right here, right now. We are praying for fire, Spirit of God, oh, ready for asking fire, oh Spirit of God, let it fall down right here. Oh, 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 fire, Holy Ghost fire, burn everywhere. Oh, fire.
How many of you feel that the Lord has been good to you? Oh yes, He's a good God. We thank Him. Today we want to be looking at another very important subject. Today we are looking at wisdom keys for long life. How many of you want to live long? See your children. If you don't lift up your hands, you are something, but I won't mention what you are. It's a group of people, they eat people. But God wants you to live long. Long life is the heritage of every child of God. But there is a way to live and there are things to do. And most of them have nothing to do with what we have learned. But we are studying about wisdom. And they say wisdom is the right application of correct knowledge. Not just knowledge. Some knowledge is very bad. If you go and learn that human beings came out of chimpanzees, is this good, correct knowledge? Wisdom is the right application of correct knowledge. Now this means wisdom can't apply without knowledge. You cannot have wisdom without knowledge. So, to be registered in the school of wisdom, you must first apply to the school of knowledge. To be registered in the school of wisdom, you must first apply to the school of knowledge. Which simply means we must pursue knowledge. Every child of God must not be ignorant. You must understand things more than the unbelievers. We must pursue knowledge for many reasons. Every wise man is a man with a strong desire to know more. Proverbs 1:5. Every wise man is a man with a strong desire to know more. Proverbs 1:5. He said, a wise man will hear and increase learning. A man of understanding will attain to wise counsel. The modern day generation, they don't learn. They look at pictures. They like entertainment. But a wise man will hear more. 1 hour, 2 hours, sit down, settle down. And will increase learning. A man of understanding will attain unto wise counsel. To know more, one must read, search, and study. To know more, one must read, he must search, he must study. 2 Timothy 3:15. And that from a child. You have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. So anytime a believer meets an unbeliever, the believer must be wiser. If it is in school, the believer must beat the unbeliever. If it is in the office, the believer must beat the unbeliever. Why? We read scriptures. We read scriptures. We don't read satanic books. We read scriptures. And the Bible says when you read scripture, it should make you wise. Then 1 Timothy 4:13 also says, he said, until I come, give attendance to reading and to exhortation. Now, one of the signs that somebody is wise is the choices he makes. If you are always making stupid decisions, you are not a wise person. By the time a believer who is married chooses to have a girlfriend, I don't know which Bible he's reading. It rather brings trouble, sickness, shame, regret. So you cannot be going to church every day and be taking stupid decisions. That makes everybody regret. And so one of the signs that you are wise is that you take informed decisions. The decision you are taking, you look at the end results because the scripture will show you. Until I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. If your life is filled with regret, it's as a result of wrong decisions. And if you read the Bible, you will not make many mistakes. Reading the Word of God instead minimizes your errors. It minimizes your errors. So, the church must go after knowledge. If we want to be wise, we need to read and study and read and study and read. That will cause the church to be wise, every child of God. Hosea 4:6 says, for lack of knowledge, my people are perishing. So lack of knowledge destroys destiny. What you don't know can destroy you when the devil has gone on holidays, he's not around. But because you don't know, it destroys. So we need to seek to know. We must read the Bible, anointed books, and seek knowledge in areas where we are challenged. We must read the Bible, anointed books, and seek knowledge in areas where we are challenged. I saw that a lot of pastors were having problems with money, begging. I said, no, I'm going to find the books to find out why. The fact that you are in ministry doesn't mean be broke. I read virtually every book on prosperity that my boy Depo and Kenneth Copeland read. Because these were the men I saw exemplifying. I read it and I came out. Many people only pray about issues, but it's time to read about issues. Many people pray about issues, but it's time to read about issues. When you are wise, you read to find out, why am I struggling like this? Once sickness comes, it goes. You don't need paracetamol. You need to read books on divine healing. Because divine healing deals with the root of sicknesses. You need to read. You are having crisis in your marriage. You are only praying. No, don't only pray. Go gather all the marriage books and read. You may be lacking knowledge somewhere. And that is what can destroy you. A wise man will increase in learning. So for lack of knowledge, people get destroyed. You are borrowing from Osodi to Bariga. Everything. What is the problem? Maybe you don't know what to do with money. Find out the books on prosperity. Read them. Read them. Praying on an empty head does not bring you out of your predicament. For lack of knowledge, why do you go everywhere they sack you? You need favor. Read a book about favor. Maybe you don't laugh much. Your face is looking like serious. You don't know how to flow with friends. When you are doing something, you want everybody to come. When everybody invites you, you don't go. The Bible said a man that had many friends must make himself friendly. Read, not only pray. Read. And when you are even praying, you are saying, Lord, as I pick this book, show me revelation. Your prayer is more about revelation. What you don't know, you can't do. And what you don't do will not give you breakthrough. And when you don't have breakthrough, your life will be full of struggles. So we read the Bible, not only the Bible. Read anointed books. Read relevant materials that have to do with your area of destiny. When knowledge comes, challenges will stop. When knowledge comes, challenges will stop. I heard many years ago, and I read a book from Kenneth Copeland. He said, don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Look to God as your source, as I hear. Because what the man is talking about, he exemplifies it. He exemplifies it. So let's look at Daniel. Daniel was a prophet and a politician. And he was a man of books. Daniel 9:2. He said, I understood by books. In the first year of the reign, I understood by the books, the number of years. So books will boost your understanding. I understood by books. Ask somebody on your left, what are you reading now? Many don't read nothing. They read zero. They read zero. What are you reading now? There must be a book you are right now reading. Somebody even just came, thank God, in this church. Every month we give you a book to read. Every month we give you a book to read. Paul, one of the most influential apostles, a prolific writer, was a man of books. 2 Timothy 4:13. We are going to read from the Easy English version. Easy English. He said, when I was in Troas, I left my coat with Carpus. So when you come, bring it to me. Also bring my books. Some people will say, only bring my coat and my wig. All and my phone. And my charger. Bring my books. When I come, I left my coat. I left my wig hanging somewhere. Don't only bring the wig and my phone. Bring my books. The books written on parchment are the ones I need. Anybody you see at every party, he doesn't read. Every funeral, he doesn't read. Where he has been invited, where he was not invited, everywhere in that they go. The devil has put bone race in his legs. He must go somewhere. God can't do much with you. And if you don't read, nobody will read you. If you don't read, nobody will read you. Nobody will read you. You can't make much of destiny if you are ignorant of relevant information. But boy, the poor said, I've read virtually every book Kenneth Hagin ever wrote. I've read all the books of Kenneth Copeland. I can also boldly say I've read virtually every book Papa Oedipo read, ever wrote. And maybe it is showing small in my life. I don't know. It's time to sit down and settle with books. Why? If you can't You can't lead. You cannot lead yourself. You cannot lead a group. You cannot lead anything. If you can't read, you can't lead. Please, I'm not talking about going to school. I want to show you. So it's not going to school matter I'm talking about now. Some people, as soon as they left school, they left reading. I'm talking about being a reader. And the reason why you were reading in school is even because they will test you. Some students, in the absence of exam, they will be chilling throughout. So I'm not talking about going to school. I'm talking about reading as a lifestyle. A blind mind is worse than blind eyes. When your mind is blind, your life is worse than somebody without eyes. And you blind your mind by not reading. Proverbs 24 verse 5 says, knowledge makes you a strong person. Knowledge increases strength. A wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. So the more you know, the stronger you become. I see somebody becoming strong in 2025. In every area of your life, I see strength coming to you. And so, this is where we are. Be a reader. Read as a lifestyle. Read. Stop watching 2 month television. And the TV you are watching too, you are not watching documentaries. Dead news. No. Read. There are many things God wants to use you to do. Package yourself. Are you looking for wisdom? Then you got to read. You got to study. You got to read books. Books about this. Books about that. Books about that. Books about that. Books about that. I have 33 books. Which one have you read? Spanning all areas. Again, West Ham people were rushing for the academic intelligence book. And I told them, I don't only pray for your mind to open. I show you what to do. And even when God opens your mind and you don't drop anything inside, it's still an empty mind. So, as men and women of wisdom, Proverbs 24:5, let us become readers. So now, loving and going for wisdom is going for long life. Now all that I'm saying is that you are waiting for God's time, but the devil should not cut your life short. Sickness should not cut your life short. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 35 and 36. Proverbs 8, 35 and 36. Now, I spoke to you that Proverbs 8 talks about wisdom. Now, wisdom is talking. He said, for whosoever finds me finds life. So, wisdom doesn't kill. It gives life. Whosoever finds me finds life and obtains favor of the Lord. Now, look at verse 60. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul, and those who hate me love death. So, when wisdom is talking, you don't listen. He said, you love death. Those who hate wisdom love death. So now we discover Abraham lived long. Genesis 24 verse 1. I pray many of you will see Jesus' life when he appears in the second coming. Now, Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord has blessed him in all things. God has blessed him. He lived long. He worked for God for long. He saw his children, long life. Moses also lived long. Deuteronomy 34 verse 7. Malaria will not take you out before your time. Witches will not feast on you before your time. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim. His natural force unabated. How long are we supposed to live? David chose 70. 70 is not God's age. David is the one that chose. God's age is 120. David said, he was 70. He died exactly at 70. But many of us are crossing 70. Because we want to do more for God. How many are crossing 70 here? Let's have your mind. That's all. God's age is 120. Long life is our heritage in Christ. A good old age is our heritage. We have to live long and strong. I'm not talking about when you are 80 years old, they carry you like popo. No. You live strong and long. Say strong and long. The curse of untimely death is not our heritage. Galatians 3:13. So don't think about dying. Many think too much about death. But death is an enemy of destiny. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Having become a curse for us. And one of the curse of the law is premature death. Premature death. When the curse of God is working in a place, the people don't live long. Companies don't live long. Marriages don't live long. Children don't live long. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Which simply means that the curse of untimely death is rooted out of your destiny. Jesus has already conquered death for us in redemption. Hebrews 2:14. Hebrews 2:14. Inasmuch then as children have been partakers of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is the devil. Now everybody watch something carefully. Through death he might destroy him who had, look at that word, past tense, he used to have. Before Jesus came, the devil chooses who he wants to kill and who he wants to live. But now he has lost that power. He has been dethroned. Who had the power of death? That is the devil. Look at verse 15. So now, who has the power now? And release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So the devil used to have the power of death to determine who will live and who will survive and who will go and who will not go. But since Jesus was raised from the dead, he took that power from the devil. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Say, the devil has no power to kill me. Many people are afraid of them. Raise your hands and say it well. Cast out the fear of them. Lift up your hands and say, the devil has no power to take me out. According to Hebrews, he used to have the power of death. Jesus took the power. Please, you need to understand this thing so importantly. So importantly, so people don't project your death. Small thing that happened to you, my dear lady. You say, no. You can't tell me I'm close to the grave because the devil has lost the power. The key is in the hands of Jesus. So the devil can determine when I'm going and when I'm not going. Death can snatch you behind Jesus. He holds the key in your favor. Revelation 1:18. This is a topic many don't want because many people are afraid. But as we are preaching, Mr. Death will visit me. Let him come. But you can stay there, my friend. It's not time. Wisdom. Revelation 1:18 says, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the key of hell and death. Say, Pastor, are you there? Who has the key now? Who used to have the key? Everybody talk to me. Who used to have the key? Is it malaria that have the key? Hypertension? You see, wrong talk. You even hear people saying, okay, if a man doesn't get sick, how can he die? So you are trying to tell that all of us will be sick before we die. I refuse it. I reject it. I have the key. When you get it, you become excited. I have the key of Hades and death. Now Jesus has the key now. You are not going anywhere until heaven decides your time is up. And when you are going, you go in a very nice way. You eat your best fufu and tell your children, see you on the other side. They will not cut one of your legs. They will not remove your heart. They won't cut your breath. They will not remove your eyes. They will not do operation to chop your body into pieces. That's not how a righteous man dies. Jesus.
Jesus has the key. Satan, you've lost the key. So you can't determine when I should die. So by wisdom, we discover that Jesus has given us victory over death. 1 Corinthians 15. So in his lifetime, he was teaching us, Christians don't die, they sleep. Christians don't die, they sleep. Christians don't die, they sleep. They sleep to wake up. Demons don't snatch their life. They sleep. 1 Corinthians 15:55. So when the devil comes upon your children and you are praying, you just say, oh my God, if it is your will. No, 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 we know the will of God. Satan, take your hands off. You pray with authority. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. Hey, and Christ has paid the price of sin. And the strength of sin is the law. The law has been wiped out. But thanks be to God, who gives us what? Victory through Jesus Christ. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. Victory over death. No young lady dies prematurely here by this revelation. I want you to start planning your 70th birthday. My God, here. Where are those people I'm talking to? You want to die anyhow? You are not going to die anyhow. God has an assignment for your life. Malaria will not take you to the grave. Trypanosomiasis will not take you to the grave. Your tooth will not take you to the grave. You only go after you have lived well, after you have planned well, after you have seen your children's wedding, your grandchildren's wedding. Somebody shout amen. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory. So they say, your wife is going to do surgery. You start dreaming about funeral. Let that thing, doctor, leave you. Or you dreamt, you saw your funeral. Say, devil, sleep in that coffin. Sleep in that coffin. I reject this nonsense because my pastor told me you don't have the power to kill anymore. You don't have the power. Okay, I can be sick, but the sickness will go and I will be around. Many, many people have suffered things because of ignorance. Now, when you are even praying and you are not praying based on such revelation, your facts are weak. Your facts are weak. That's why I said, oh, Mary Rady, I want to say, yo, pa, my main trust has his wife. Rady, you are 29 years old. Mary Rady, yes, Christ, when he 31. The memory is one. No, you are not going anywhere. I say, you are not going anywhere. Tap your neighbor and say, we need you around. We need you. There are more souls to win. There are more people to bless. There is more good things to do. You have an assignment on earth. All that wisdom demands is to believe in the provisions of Scripture. Is to believe in the provisions of Scripture. And I decree from today, may you be younger than your age. May your eye be younger than your age. Your leg be younger than your age. Your heart be longer than your age. Your size be younger than your age. Your facial outlook be younger than your age. What are the wisdom keys for long life? To partake of your heritage of long life, you must engage this spiritual key. Number one, you must be born again, having eternal life flowing through you. Everyone who is not born again is dead and alive. Life begins with salvation. 1 John 5:11-12. Please, listen to me carefully. Listen. This teaching is dangerous. Listen carefully. This is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in the Son. Look at it. This life is not in Legon. It's in the Son. This Jesus Christ we are talking about is loaded with things. This eternal life that makes a man live beyond is in the Son,
Next verse. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. You need life before you live long. You need life before that life can be elongated. So it begins with salvation. So John 3:3, unless a man is born again, you must be born again to partake of this longevity. You are not saved if you are spiritually dead. Life begins at salvation. Number two, stay in love. Those that love Jesus, they love life. Those who love girls, love death. Those who love boys, love death. Those who love money, love death. Those who love God, love life. Stay in love with God. Psalm 91 verse 14 and 16. Psalm 91. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He loved me. He has known my name. I will set him on life. 15 and 16 quickly. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver and honor him. Verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So when you set your love on God, you set your life to live long. Yesterday, I saw in America, they were celebrating Jimmy Swaggart, 90 years old. I said, that's right. 90-year-old Jimmy Swaggart, very strong. Eternal life will not permit him to die. Set your love on God. The Bible said, those who love money will fall into many troubles. What do you love? I want to find out. Ask your friend, what do you love? You love football? What do you love? Some people love food. What do you love? Anything you give as an excuse for not serving God is what you love. Because he set his love upon me, he's going to live long. Ask your friend, what do you love? Some people, when they don't sleep with a woman, they cannot survive. The love of sex is killing the latter generation. Special bitters, special concussion, all to just go and sleep with my friend. Is that all that you are in this life to do? Number three, remain committed to serving God. Ask your friend, do you really want to live long? Remain committed to serving God and the interests of his kingdom. Praying kingdom advancement prayer. Going after souls. Bussing people to church. Luke 10:2. He said, the laborers are few. Therefore, pray ye to the Lord of the harvest. Now, since the laborers are few, everyone laboring in the kingdom, God will keep that person alive. The laborers are few. So the few laborers who will get involved in winning souls, in praying for souls, he will keep them alive. So they can labor more. Serving God prolonged days. Exodus 23:25. Ye shall serve the Lord thy God. He shall bless thy food and thy water. Most sicknesses come from that place. He will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Look at 26. This is where the key is. No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. Somebody says, I'm going beyond 70. Yeah. So when you make the choice, you say, I will fulfill. But the question, are you serving God and the interest of his kingdom? Or you are serving your own interests? Number four, live free from the fear of death. Many people are afraid to die. That thing will kill you. Proverbs 29:25. The fear of a man is a snare. The fear of man brings a snare, but whosoever trusts in the Lord shall be saved. So anything you are afraid of becomes a snare to you. Job 3:25. Be free from the fear of death. They take you to juju. Mm-hmm. You shake your head. They say, no, juju can't kill me. Jesus is holding the key in my favor. Job 3:25. For the thing I greatly fear has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. So fear nothing except God. Fear nothing except God. Fear nothing except God. Fear nothing except God. Will you say it after me? Say, fear nothing except God. Don't fear anything. Fear nothing except God. And the cure for fear is faith. Not prayer. Faith. Faith. And faith comes by hearing. So if you listen to what I'm teaching, you paralyze fear, not prayer. Mark 4:40. Mark 4:40, Jesus show up the antidote of fear. What are you afraid of? But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? So the cure for fear is faith. So build your faith strong. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. All of us, sometimes our body become weak, but boy, don't think of therefore. You tell the body, you can be weak, I will rest and let you rest. But don't think you can kill me. No, don't think about death. Don't think about death. You just press your breast more, you sell some column. Hey! Breast cancer. Nonsense cancer. Don't even let your mind go in that direction. Now, can you hear me? Don't make a mistake in the realms of the spirit. Now, let me show you something. When you stand like this, there are two forces with you, devils and angels. Devils and what? All of them are waiting for one thing, worse. Worse. You speak negative, the devil speak it. They start working it against you. You speak positive, the angels speak it. They start working for you. So be careful. Chance upon a revelation that shocked me. Somebody fell sick for almost 3 years. He's not getting healed. He looked at me. He said, because of what I said 3 years ago. I said, what did you say? He just said, Lord, maybe you have to rest me for 3 days. And maybe you will use sickness. Don't make a mistake with your mouth. Samson said, let me die with my enemies. What happened to him? He died. The day of his greatest achievement was his last. He didn't need to. Oh Lord, give me my last friend. The Bible said he killed more people on the day of his death. Then he finished that statement with a big mistake. Lord, let me die with my enemy. The last stone. Boom. Don't make a mistake with your mouth. Don't empower devils instead of strengthening your angels. That's why when you get angry, don't talk. When you get angry, don't talk. Madam Sunday school teacher. Well done. Well done. Well done. Build your faith so that when you open your mouth, words of faith are coming. Somebody says, I'm free from the fear of death. Say it like a believer. Say it like. And professor, why your children are saying, I will see my children's wedding, professor. Pastor, what is this? Listen, these things you don't do is the reason. These things we don't say is the reason. Words are see. When you speak them, they enter into the future. And they produce results. I will be alive to see my children where they say it now. Say, don't wait, whatever my children. No. Some of us are reaping the bad words of our parents. In their ignorance, they kept their stomach and caused their generation. My children are blessed. My children are blessed. Kaka, can you bless these children? Say, my children are blessed.
I already told you last Sunday that a lot of our struggling today has to do with those who came ahead of us. Please, don't make that same mistake. Learn how to speak into the future. Except the scripture is not true. Except the Biblio is not true, but it is true. So with faith, number five, practice joy and rejoicing. The more happy you are, the longer you live. Don't joke. Some of you want me to say drink vitamins. I won't say anything about vitamins. Vitamin is not a spiritual law. Spiritual laws are stronger than medical laws, my friend. What? If you like enter into the vitamin factory, if the devil is coming for you, he'll pluck you out. Even doctors die. So what are you talking about? Now, all these things that we are saying, all these vitamins, they are good, though, but in the absence of the devil. In the absence of the devil, when all things are equal, you live. But when hell is against you, you can jump from Kumasi Sports Stadium to Accra Sports Stadium every Sunday morning. You die right on the treadmill. So in the absence of all spiritual forces, practice joy and rejoicing. Strength is a vital part of longevity. Now, Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. So anytime we come to church and we are singing and you see somebody do like this and they laugh a little, that is not joy, that is strength. They are being imparted with strength. Make us so. That dancing and that ability to relax the molar, these hard bones, for them to relax, for us to see your teeth, is injection of divine strength. Clap well, you know they agree. That's what the Bible says. Look at it. A merry heart. Don't marry a woman who doesn't laugh. Your money will finish. Your health will finish. Money will run out of the house. Everything will finish, including rice and oil. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit, look at it, dry the bones. That word dry the bones means cancer. That's cancer. It dries bones. So he says a broken spirit is cancerous. And you know cancer has no cure except God comes in. Cheap medicine, Kuka, be happy. Some people, they say no. Laugh is dance. Go to Turkey for checkup, I will go. Travel to India, I will go. Do press up 100, I will do. Just laugh. Sit him on your chest. No. And you give somebody laughter right now. I see 15 years being added to your ears. Is it all the laughter you can give? If this laughter will take you 15 years of not visiting hospital, is that what you can do? Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is my answer. Moody people don't live long. So David, da, me bomi senkuda. These were singing believers. Solomon wrote 1,005 songs. Ayayayayaya. Joy and rejoicing. When you wake up, you are in your room, shout, hallelujah, glory. Mama, let us hear your voice from the bedroom. Glory to God. But every time we hear your voice, insult. Believers. So betty mama can ye did ya damn. Wagona papa wechi send crampai. Adam. A brother woman. Why are they? You know, didn't go for them, sir.
The man of God, Kenneth Hagin, visited a certain pastor's house. Now, listen to me. I'm serious now. He said, when I entered the atmosphere, I saw death. And I asked God why. He said, insult. He said, the amount of insult they pour into the atmosphere, the spirit of death is in the house. Kenneth Hagin, in his book, I Believe in Visions, I read it, my life. Koro. Wherever there is love, demons don't stay in that environment. And so when the demon visits you and you are flowing with your wife, they say, oh, why are you in a draw? Say, you draw the end, you draw with your suffer, you deal. And you draw, Papa. Look at the confusion going on in Christendom today. Whatever, all the prophets are whatever, all the apostles are whatever. It's not necessary. Division in the church. The devil is happy that the church is destroying itself from inside. The teachers are saying the apostles are this, whatever, prophets are whatever, 90-something%. Hey! Who gave the gifts? And he gave gifts unto men. Men are now judging. The church is in danger. And the young guys are also replying the old men. Instead of that concentrating on winning souls, we are fighting among. And do you know what is going to happen? Demons are happy. Happy. Read Rejoiner's book. He said, anytime you see two pastors fighting, demons are going to toilet on in their head. Read Rejoiner's book. No matter who is doing it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Lovometer determines longevity. Wherever there is love, people live long. Some of us, we naturally like confusion. That you went to a house and 1 week you didn't hear insult. You don't understand. Something is fake. They are faking it. Nobody is faking anything. Somebody shout joy. Practice it. Number six, use the shield of faith. The shield of faith. Wherever you are challenged, take the shield of faith with bold declaration to quench the harassment of death. Ephesians 6:16. Taking the shield of faith. Now, the shield of faith actually comes with bold declaration. Stop it right there. Not here. I shall not die. You know, you make that bold declaration. Spirit, you could see that something is choking you. Say, in the name of Jesus, not here. That's the shield of faith. You are sitting in this car. I shall not die, but I will live to declare the words of my power. As soon as you release those words, the shield of faith. The shield of faith in the Roman military was a metal object they've used leather to cover it. Cover it many times. So when they are about to go forward, they soak it in water. And so knives and arrows can penetrate through the leather, through the metal. That bold declaration. When the doctor said to me, boy, you have kidney failure, go and die. I shall not die. Bold declaration. My baby will not die. That my young girl, the mama said, hey, come home. Your son is dead. Your son is dead. I said, mama, no, my son cannot die. He told the husband, run into that house, who will do anything. Bring your hands here. My pastor said, nobody will die. Fire! The boy jumped back alive. The shield of faith. My brother in Nigeria, Suleiman, told a story. He said he was not a person who used to fast. His fasting was up to 5 p.m. Then one day, sleeping in a one-room apartment, a friend, pastor, and his wife visited him. And so, from time to time, he would go and leave them to enjoy themselves. He said one night, he came, they were asleep, and he slept on the phone. 2 a.m., he heard the pastor saying, he mentioned one
Nigerian name. Emeka. Emeka, wake up. Emeka, wake up. You open his eye. What is happening to Emeka? Emeka is dead. He said, while the prayer was going, I saw my friend pastor stand up, went to the door and locked the door. I said, what has the prayer got to do with the locking of the door? He said, until my wife wake up, we are not leaving this room. They pray late, 2 a.m. to the next day, 7 a.m. 7 a.m. to 12 midnight. 12 midnight to the next day, 3 days with the dead body. He shall not die. After 3 days, the woman jumped back alive. He said, we didn't bath, we didn't brush our teeth. We prayed that we'll fall on the floor. The man has locked the door, thrown the keys away. Until the maker come back. Surely we are not leaving this room. The man fasted 3 days without planning to fast. He said, the woman, when he came back, he said, I was in a certain dark corner going, and I heard you and Suleiman calling me, come back! And I turned. 3 days has passed. Many Christians have allowed many things to go without time because of spiritual laziness. Why have you locked the doors until Emeka comes back? We are not going out. 3 days, prophet. It's more time to die. I shall not die. You shall live. Emeka came back. Every Emeka in your life, whether your finance or your business that the enemy wants to start, I declare it shall not die. Wake up from spiritual slumber. And all this lekedesika attitude. I said, yeah, what tons are? What tons now? What born in Lagos style? Your Emeka is not dead yet. Psalm 118 verse 70. I shall not. But and declare. Now, you don't say this words romantically. You hear your. You sit in the car, people are dying, you are dying with them. No, I'm not dying with them. Yes. Papa Edepo said he was in his aircraft flying from Cyprus to Israel. Suddenly, something in the plane engine has broken. Suddenly he said, push yourself. The plane going on. He sat inside. Peace is down, no shaking, taking the shield of faith. They finally landed. There was a lady and the husband that flew with them. The lady didn't fly in a plane for 2 years after that incident. It shows you the shaking. He went everywhere by car. The devil that will kill you is not yet born. Listen to me. They can take you to juju. The juju will catch fire. They can take you to a shrine. The shrine will catch fire. Lift your hand and say, I shall not die. The devil has no right over my life. Now hear me. Don't let any doctor prescribe there for you. That because of this, he will say, even Lazarus after 4 days, came out of the grave. Jesus took the shield of faith. No prayer. Lazarus, come forth. The shield of faith. How many can shout like I never before? Situation here, when we cast as well, I won't cast out. This is what we call the shield of faith. Now, this week we were in Kenya University, and among the miracles that happened were miracle money testimony. Now, I have a problem with church people who say they don't believe that God can give us money without working. I want to ask you, the Freemason people, why do you think they are in those groups? They are looking for free money. Why do those boys chase Sakawa and sacrifice their mothers? Free money. We can't kill our mother. So if our God can't do the same, Yahoo, don't doubt again because you see, God is not wicked. So while the service was going on, students, they are broken. They started receiving money.
Papa, papa, papa. Yesterday somebody called me and said, man of God, since you left the campus, I've never been the same. Mighty shaking. And you know the reason why? If you like, put preaching on the internet, they won't criticize you. Put a miracle on the internet, and I will explain to you. A miracle shows the defeat of the devil. You see, anytime this woman started saying, my head used to pain me, Jesus healed me. A demon has lost a position. We told you to tackle this woman. Why did you allow the woman to go? He said, no, a strong man came and delivered this woman. So the devil doesn't want to see testimony. So you go to the comment section, this all sorts of nonsense, whatever, this, whatever. After talking, their teachings is there. They are already teaching. What the devil is afraid of, testimonies of the miraculous. It shows that the devil has been defeated. A young guy came to the meeting. He said, I got D9, but now my GPA is 4.9. Because a man of God prayed for me. And now I'm the best student in the class. Can I talk to somebody here? By the supernatural power of God, wherever you are down, you are jumping to the top. And the Lord said to me, for 3 weeks now, a demon is eating these students. It's eating them. And there are 4 more girls to be sacrificed. Go there and make a prophetic declaration. And first night I stood there, I said, hey, everybody stand up. Let us pray. I don't understand why 3 final year students will die. All of them are in final year and all of them are girls. Where are the boys? And that's how, now let me show you something. If you want to see the devil working, he's a fool. He repeats all the things that he does. So this is a devil. This is not whatever. Let us pray. We prayed on Thursday. Saturday, a young girl came. He said, what? Suicidal thoughts. Forget about that one. There was another one that said, a spirit came into her room. And he came to swallow her. And the spirit swallowed her and spit her bones on the floor. And in the dream, he saw the whole school gather around him and they mentioned a name. So, another girl is dead and the whole school was in turmoil. Then he said, I wake up sweating. And my roommate said, this dream you have had, the man of God caused us to pray yesterday. So you were the next number 4 to die. But the prayer has delivered you. In this last day, anywhere you plant it, we are going to cut it off. They can criticize us, but you see, we are in a kingdom, an undefeated kingdom. And I came to declare to somebody, no weapon that fashion against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you, somebody shout, I shall condemn. Say, I shall condemn. If we don't speak, nothing good will happen. And now the devil will attack the prophetic because the prophetic reveals his plans. This early dawn, I have visions about 3 people. 3 people. One of them was a man they sent to investigate. He has cars, whatever, but I'm not going to tell what the vision is. But we are dealing with a generation who don't understand anything about Israel. And do you know the prayer I'm going to pray for you? May the Lord give you prophet. You don't need to be a prophet, but may the Lord give you prophetic eyes. That you wake up, your husband is about to travel, and God shows you, this journey is not good. He said, Kobi, don't go today, go tomorrow. Who would not like to operate such a gift? In this last days, every wicked plan of the devil, it shall be exposed. I say, it shall be exposed. It shall be exposed. Lift your hand and say, Lord, activate my prophetic spirit. And I pray you are going to start seeing visions and dreams. Visions. He said, the last day I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Somebody say, all flesh. Are you flesh? Yes. Receive a pouring of the spirit. Yes. Lift your hand and say, I take my shield of faith. When the devil wants to harass you, open your mouth. Your car is going like this. You say, hey! Stay here! The man of God Benson in the house was in a plane. From Holland to America. He just took some snack and told the wife, I want to sleep a little. Suddenly, ting, tong, tong. That's the airplane when they are going to give announcement. Those of you who don't know the sound, this year you hear the sound. The pilot said, ladies and gentlemen, I've been flying for almost 35 years now. But right now, I don't know where we are going. I don't know where we are going. If you know any God, begin to call upon him. He was a waker. He raised his hands in the plane. He said, ladies and gentlemen, the pilot says he doesn't know where we are going. We are going to America. Because that's where I'm going. And then he sat down and he told the officer, can you give me Coca-Cola and biscuit? The lady said, sir, what is wrong with you? Didn't you hear the announcement? He said, which one? There were two announcements. One says he doesn't know where he's going. The second one said, give me biscuit, my friend. People were shaking in the plane. Bah, 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 bah. While the girl was arguing with the man of God, he heard again, ding, dong, dong. The pilot said, ladies and gentlemen, suddenly I know where we are going. Yay! Tell your friends, speak and the devil will keep quiet. Speak. Speak and the devil will keep quiet. Don't let them use you for chicken soup and pepper soup. I declare by your life this year, you shall not die. Your company will not die. Your marriage will not die. Your children will not die. Your church will not die. Your money will not die. Your academics will not die. Your project will not die. It shall live. If you don't know how to use the shield of faith, those of you ask questions, tell the according who wants to see a yes into will be to matter. You see, don't let every bad sign you see make you make negative confession. Anytime the devil shows up, it's time for you to manifest your sonship. Glory to Jesus. Amen and amen. Finally, give to God's work. In the Bible, those who give to the work of the Lord, they live long. John chapter 7. You secure your destiny by investing in the work of the Lord. People think we only give to receive money back. No. Luke 7, the Bible says, when he entered Capernaum, the elders of the city came. A certain centurion's servant is very sick. Sir, can you come and heal him? Jesus was busy. Jesus kept going. They begged him earnestly. But in verse 5, they said something. They said, Lord, this man we are asking you to pray for his dead slave has built a synagogue for our nation. Immediately, Jesus stopped. You see, when you are reading the Bible, look for revelation. If you read it, it says, eating banku touch Jesus. Keep on eating. Buying a new wig, touching. Go to verse 5, let me show them. For he loves our nation and has built a synagogue. Look at verse 6. Immediately, then Jesus went with them. He said he's not going, but now he turned. And when he was already afar off, people came, they said, don't come. The boy is dead. Don't come. And the man himself said, don't come to my house. I'm a man under authority. I said to this one, go, and he go. But while Jesus said to the man in verse 9, I've never seen such a great faith in Israel. Verse 10, the Bible said the boy who was about dying came back alive. Those who were sent returning to the house found the servant well who had been sick. The fact that he built something for God secured his life. Acts chapter 9. A woman called Dorcas. Why do you always give your money to church? This is the reason. I'm paying all my hospital bills in church. There was a woman in Joppa called Tabitha. They call her Dorcas. And the Bible said this woman was a great supporter of the church. Helping the poor, sowing crop for them, helping them. He was building the church. She fell sick and died. And when he died, look at what he did. They put him in a bed, very nice bed. And the whole church gathered around. And people started showing all the good things that the woman had done. This one brought his cloth. This one brought this. This one brought. And they brought him the upper room. And widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and the garments that Dorcas has made whilst he was with them. Listen to me. Every good thing you do towards the house of God is the reason why you may not go before time. So don't play games.
Some of you give so much of your money to other things. No, 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 no. Don't make a mistake. Human beings don't remember. But God is not unrighteous. So, Peter came. They invited Peter. Dorcas cannot die. Dorcas cannot die. He leave for others to live. Because of him, the church is being built. Dorcas cannot die. What can God remember in case the devil wants to take you before your time? So, Peter came and put up and knelt down, turning to the body. He said, Tabitha, arise. And when he opened his eye, he sat up. Look at verse 41. They gave her hand, lifted up. And when he called the sins of the widow, he presented her alive. Your giving can secure your destiny from death. So, I have put something on the board. I said that. Giving to God's work prolongs life. The first example I gave is John D. Rockefeller. This man was an oil mogul. He was the first American billionaire. The first person who saw 1 billion. Before all this Marx and Zuckerberg and Gates came. This man at the age of 51 went to hospital and they told him he has terminal cancer. And the cancer has reached a very bad stage. So, Mr. John, go home, prepare your will and die. Look at what the man did. When he left the hospital, he didn't go home. He went to the bank. He said, give me 50% of all my corporate stocks. He took the money, sent money to church, sent some to orphanages. He shared the money. Instead of him dying, the cancer died. Are you the church? 51, he lived to be 93. Some history books even say 97. He terminated the cancer by his giving. Then I've written a name called Apostle Appiah. This guy is my own friend. This my friend died in a hospital in Osu here with his wife and children around him. He's a prophet. He said, Bishop, I came out of my body after being sick for about 3 months in the hospital. I saw my wife crying and started calling church members. Suddenly, I appeared at the gate. And when I appeared at the gate, there was a queue. And people were being interviewed. And when I got there, the angel said, Appear. Are you Appear? He said, yes. He said, what is your other name? He said, that question. He said, no, you are wrong. You were not born on Sunday. You were born on Thursday. He said, but my mother called me. Because he said, no. It's your father that gave you that name. Anytime they call you like that, heaven doesn't respond well. Because that's not your actual name. Number two, we also have in the record that you have changed your date of birth in your passport. So the angel asked him, why must we let you go back to the earth? He was standing there looking at the angel. This time the wife is crying. Yahoo, 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 yahoo. Then the angel looked at him. He said, can you tell me anything you were doing on earth before you came here? He said, we have just built a church, about to decorate it and dedicate it. And the angel, the church burden appeared on the screen in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, the distance between us and heaven is not too far. He said, is this the church? He said, yes. The angel said, because of this, we will allow you to go back. Because of this. The day he told me, I froze in my chair. Because of this, will allow you to go back. He wake up in Kwalibu emergency. And he said, midi fufu, everybody ran away from the room. Because a person who have died, oh God, if you ask for Coca-Cola first, the whole hospital scattered. Because his sickness was, he has died. And then suddenly, midi fufu, doctor ran away. Everybody ran away, that scattered. But she's alive. Yesterday, his son got married. Building for God. I show you 2 biblical examples, 2 physical examples. How must you live long when Indomie has taken 75% of your money? Why must you live long when your wig is more than your tithe? That's just wasting time, boy. And when you become a committed kingdom builder, all these men, John D. Rockefeller went after this. My friend is still alive. He recently celebrated. I told him, I'm going to bring you, I want you to share your testimony. He said, Bishop, when I wake up, all the things the doctor said have spoiled in my body, brand new ones came back. So I asked him, so what are you going to do? I said, after the assortment, maybe finally say World Cup. Maybe finally said, yeah, man. The junior is saying, finally say World Cup. Men come, man, sir. It'll be another one, sir. Let's use somebody's testimony to learn wisdom. The real thing that secure our life is not our good houses, air condition, and good food. Don't eat too much carrot. Over here, cocoa, you know, a home free home is full of, what do they call, cholesterol and whatever. Don't eat this. Don't eat this. So many dietitians, we don't know where they are taking us to. But Jesus said, when you get the food, with thanksgiving. With what? Thanksgiving. This is not what keeps men alive. When heaven says you will leave, you will leave. How many people, doctors have declared them dead? Heaven said, no. My friend, Prophet Lobby, he said, Bishop, I came out of my body when the car hit the wall. And I saw one of the holy ones. He took my body and said, go back into your destiny. It's not time, you have not finished your job. The Americans came and said, what? Can somebody live under this condition? And they said, by all means, your liver is perforated. He said, no, the angel told me I'm all right. Don't. They said, let's put you inside the machine. Everything all right. You will not die before 70. You see your children's children. Every building you are building, you enter inside and enjoy. No one will cut you short at 35. No one will cut you short at 55. May you live longer than your enemies. All those who have wished you evil, they will be buried, you will still be alive. All those who said you will not see tomorrow, you will see tomorrow, and see next tomorrow, and see next tomorrow. Everyone waiting to attend your funeral, you will attend your Thanksgiving service. I said, anyone waiting to attend your funeral, you will attend your Thanksgiving service. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Speak in tongues. Rakatoskepe. Everyone appointed for death, I postpone your death. I postpone that trouble over your life. Can you take a pen if you have one? You don't have a pen, pick your phone or something. We are going to do an exercise. Exodus 23, 26. I want you to write the age for which, if God permits you and Jesus doesn't come, you would like to live. Write it. The number of your days. So you have to decide how long you want to live. I will fulfill. It's a spiritual exercise. Don't give less than 70. Should Jesus tell you, how long do you see yourself live? Don't play with what I'm doing. Write it and God will fulfill it. The number of the days you choose, I will. You don't make a choice, you die anyhow. Give a number and prophesy about it. Leketoske pelekatoske. Rakatuske pilimi andoske peleketo. Levelebe. Everybody pray now, pray now. Lefelikatoske pelekatoske pe. Lantoske pelekatoske pe. You don't know how long you want to live? In case Jesus doesn't come now, how long? Lebeleketoske palakatoske. Check the age of your children. Check the age of your children and now their children's age. Lema lo se freketos kapalakata. Ruki suki tupalika toskepe. Lema duskepe lekata. Everybody on your feet, on your feet, on your feet. Liba roos de belina laka duskepele. La dus de beleka toskepe. Give yourself some 85, 90, manika toske. Without sickness, without pain, without sickness. Liba duz de beleke toske. Rapatoke te palakata. Rimbo shaparakata, libo di palakata. Can you speak in tongues until I hear your voice? Repete takatakata. Anyone who have depleted
your age bank. I command the bank to be filled with more years, more years, more years, more years. The number of the days you choose, I will fulfill. Minimum, maximum. At least your minimum, the 7 days you have to cross. Yes. And when you get tired about this earth, you say, Lord, I want to check out. I want to what? I'm just renting too much. I want to go. If you want to go, but it should be above 70. 70 is David's age. He died exactly at 70. So don't joke with what I'm doing. You only go and write 35. You see what will happen to you. David said 70. He died exactly. But Moses was 120 years old. Prophesy over what you are threatening. No sickness can take you out. No devil can take you out. Professor. These are the days that I want you to grant me in case Jesus doesn't come. The day I get tired and I want to go, me now will take the paper, I will reveal it myself. I see longevity coming to many people. Some of you, the sickness is leaving your body now. Because of the prayer you are praying, I command every sickness, every pain in your body to die. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Let that migraine go. Let the sinuses leave. Let the stomach ache leave. Diabetes die. Hypertension go. Everyone on medication be healed right now. In the name of Jesus. I pray over the life of your children. Any sickness the enemy has sent to take you out before your time, I cause that sickness right now. In the name of Jesus. Shake your friend and say, congratulations. You'll be here for a very long time. Come on. Congratulations, somebody. You'll be here for a long time. Tell the person, we will enjoy your companionship for a long time. If you believe what you are saying, give the Lord a bigger shout. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, if you are here, you are not born again. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to say, Pastor, if Jesus come right now, I'm not sure I'm going. Wherever you are, lift your hands. We want to pray for you. You want to give your life to Jesus. For the first time, or you used to go to church, but you are backslidden. You are backslidden. You don't go to church anymore. I want to be saved. Lift your hands quickly. Come to the altar. Jesus want to save you. Jesus want to save you. Jesus want to save you. Ushers, help them come quickly. Jesus want to save you. Give you life and give you long life. Give you life and give you long life. Give you life and give you long life. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We glorify. We glorify. We glorify. We glorify. We glorify. Oh, yes. Thank you for encouraging them to come. Can you hurry up? Come give your life to Jesus. We honor you. We bless you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Say, Jesus, I come to you. Lord, I'm a sinner. I open my heart. I receive you as my Lord and personal Savior. Lord, forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. I'm saved today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Follow Pastor.
Thank you for listening to this message from Dr. Kwajo Boateng-Bempa. We believe your needs were met and every word will keep you in closer fellowship with the Holy Spirit. To further boost your finances, love for souls, the word, and most importantly, your faith, find us on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26767 6055 +233 26767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.